goodness, have I missed you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, we've been on a vacation for 2 weeks, but I'm so glad you guys stuck with us and just kept on following through. It meant so much to us, and I just really want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and I appreciate you. So it's so much to tell because we have been off, you know, not live for a couple of weeks, but, I mean, we know about Hurricane Harvey. We know about Hurricane Irma. So much stuff has been going on in politics. I mean, it is so much to talk about, so we're going to be catching up today on some of the trending topics. Today's guest, we have comedian straight out of VA. He's called Quincy Carr. He's going to be joining us along with Elisa Brooks, bringing us 5 minutes of fitness. And also we got my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train. Him and Quincy got some stuff going on in Virginia. So we want to make sure that you get updated and find out all about those details. It's going to be a comedy explosion today, so I'm super excited about this show today. I mean, we got to laugh to keep from crying, right? So these are two wonderful comedians. They're clean comedians, and they got so much information to share, how you can follow them and keep up. And we always want to know, where is A-Train today? What is he doing now? He's always doing something, so we're very excited about catching up with him. I kind of miss my brother, for real, because we used to be in on here every week, and we definitely miss you guys, so it's so good to be here. I know that a lot of people have been really struggling with their faith, and I just wanted to send a message of encouragement to you today. You know, God is always faithful. I don't want you to get discouraged by the lack or what you're going through, the test or the trial that you're going through. Please remember that He is still in the center of it all, and you are not alone. I know that, you know, some of you are struggling with getting up day to day and going through the day without shedding a tear. Just know that your Father loves you, and He sees all, and He knows all. And some of you might be saying, well, if He knows what I'm going through, why is He allowing it? I thought He loved me, but He does love you. And in the midst of your test and trial, what He's doing is strengthening you, He's empowering you, and He's drawing you closer to Him. And some of you might say, well, what is that going to do about my situation right now? Everything, absolutely everything. It's going to change your life. I tell you, if you seek Him, He will answer you. If you seek Him, He will give you the direction that you need. There's people that you need to meet. There's things that you need to get rid of. There's habits that you need to break. There's forgiveness that you need to give. Even forgiving yourself. There's just things that are distracting you that He wants to remove from your path so you can see things the way He sees things. And He just wants you to know that He loves you. So I'm here as a living witness. It's not easy every day. I want to empower you with that. No matter what you see me doing, this is His ministry. I'm still Gina going through still deliverance myself. I'm a vessel that still needs the operation, still needs the cleansing, still needs the uplifting, still needs the empowerment. I need Him, or I would not even be able to do this today. So I just wanted to encourage somebody, you are not alone. There's things that I want that I'm wondering, why can't I get those things? Or why is everybody else having those things? And I just remember God always saying, don't compare your path to anyone else's. And you know what? When you stay in your lane, you'll be surprised the greater that He has just for you. So I just want to empower you with that today. Today in D.C., it is 66 degrees and raining today. In Detroit, you are 61 degrees and you're partly cloudy. Right now, Richmond, you are cloudy at 73 degrees. And all of these places are expecting rain. Jacksonville, Florida, you are full of showers right now at a whopping 79 degrees. Your high is 84. Dallas, Texas, 75 degrees. You are sunny and you'll be high 83. All the way in London, you are 66 degrees and cloudy. Los Angeles, you are 72 degrees and sunny. I wanted to just give you a word from our sponsor, the Glam Shop, Dewan. Is my stylist here in D.C., and they are offering packages, VIP packages are offered at $99 VIP sew-in glam club. Get one sew-in or one sew-in maintenance every month. Must commit to a 9-month contract every month, and she will sew your full weave in and maintain your weave of choice. At $35 Natural Glam Club, every month they get you get a shampoo, condition, and a style, and you pay only $35. $49 for a Natural Glam VIP package. They get you get two shampoo and styles or two blowouts per month for 9 months. And you can find out all about Dewan and the Glam Shop. They have a mobile salon that they can come right to you wherever you are. For whatever reason, maybe you just don't feel like leaving work, they're gonna bring the shop right to you. It's a mobile salon, and you come right on the mobile truck and go ahead and get your hair done and styled right from Dewan. They also have products, natural hair products that's good for your hair. They have a barber on site, so men and young boys, you can go get your hair cut. And all of this you can find out on www.salondewan.info. Go right to her right now, her website, and check out all of the things that she has to offer. They also have hair that you can purchase right on the website, products, all kind of things. Set up your appointment and go ahead and let her do what she does best. All right, now don't forget, now we do have the Keys Against the Enemy. Yay! The Keys Against the Enemy webinar started yesterday, and I can tell you guys the devil is mad. If you have not purchased your book, because you can go on the webinar for free. It's a 90-day spiritual boot camp free with the purchase of the book. I'm telling you, those that have been joining me are really getting inspired. I'm learning out all the kinks, so bear with me. I know that there's some people that's been on, and I haven't mastered the chatting and the talking, but it's only like a 10-15 minute webinar, and we go right on through the book of The Keys Against the Enemy day by day and discuss. I read over that that day, and then we go ahead and discuss it, and whatever revelations or whatever has gone on to that day that's relevant. I'm telling you, I did not read it. I don't read it until I'm actually on the webinar, and I can tell you confirmation is already being done. It is amazing how mad the devil is at what is transpiring right now. I am believing God for change. I'm telling you, I'm believing that this 90-day spiritual boot camp is going to really ignite us and get us stable in Him and just really confident in who we are and just bold to stand for righteousness. I'm really, really desperate for the transformation, and I'm just looking forward to this season. And what a proper time when there's Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be September the 21st through the 23rd. I do believe I'm going to get those dates right for you. But it's Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year. And I sure want a new season, a new year, a new opportunity, and a fresh anointing. Come on, somebody. Anyway, go ahead and get your copy of The Keys Against the Enemy at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. They also have it also on my website at thekeysagainsttheenemy.com, thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. If you go ahead and order thekeysagainsttheenemy.com, you will get an autographed copy from me, and it'll be sent right out to you, okay? All you got to do is sign up also on the Keys Against the Enemy for the webinar, and you'll be right on in. 90-day spiritual boot camp. Go ahead and join in and tell a friend. All right, all the commercials are out of the way. Now we can get started with the day of day with Dr. Gina's radio chat with our first comic, Quincy. Hey, Quincy.
Hey, how's everything going? Hello?
Comedian Quincy.
Hey, I am here.
How you doing, Quincy? Yay,
I'm doing
Quincy,
all right.
From VA. What's going on, man?
Hey, everything is going on. I was not too far from the D.C. area just this weekend. It was Baltimore Comedy Festival, the first ever. So, of course, I passed through, and no traffic.
I can't hear
either way. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead, Quincy.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure. Are we good? Testing? Testing?
Yes,
testing.
Right.
Testing 2, 2, 3.
I'm telling you, live, man. You never know what's going to happen on your live. But you were saying you were in D.C. and there was something going on. What was that?
Yeah, I was in D.C. Well, I passed through D.C. to go to the first ever Baltimore Comedy Festival. A good friend of mine, comic down there, and then I got a chance to see my man Tony Woods perform. I know Tony Woods is from the D.C. area as well. But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool, a great experience. But I was saying the best part was driving through Northern Virginia and D.C. and no traffic. going both ways. There was no traffic. So
okay, well, that's a miracle because it's always traffic.
I know.
Coming from Richmond to D.C.
You got it. Yeah, so it was great.
I would like for them to really expand those highways. We're not in the olden days. We need more lanes, please, than two lanes.
look, how many more lanes can they add? They've been adding lanes. I mean, I've been living in Virginia since 95, and I've made that trip multiple times past D.C. to go to Baltimore. They've been widening lanes for the last 20 years, and it's like, pretty soon it's going to be like L.A., you know, where it's like 8 lanes per each side of the highway, and it's still jacked up. People just need to fly in helicopters and stop driving. I mean, even if you can't afford it, I mean, you know, they go get payday loans anyway. Just get a payday loan and go get a helicopter.
So, Quincy, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been, you know, in comedy? What was it that struck your interest in comedy, actually going for the professionalism of it?
Yeah, well, I've been in comedy since the late 1900s. This is what I like to tell young folks. They'd be like, wow! Yeah, but since 1999, like that's when I started. And ironically, it wasn't my first choice. I'm also a licensed barber. So when I was 14 years old, I knew that I would own a barbershop. But ironically, I would stay up late and watch Comic View and Def Jam and all those comedy stand-ups and comedy TV shows and sitcoms. And it wasn't until after I got out of the Navy, because I did a stint in the Navy, and my first civilian job, my coworker said, "You are funny. Have you ever thought about comedy?" And I was like, "No." And she was like, "You should try it." And ironically, I just reconnected with her because she moved out to San Diego, but I'll always reference her every time someone asks me about it, because if it wasn't for her, I don't know if I ever would have gotten into comedy, but she basically asked me if I ever thought about it, and if I didn't, I should maybe consider it. So 1999 is when I started, and now as a licensed barber, you get a lot of material in your barbershop. And then just, you know, life in general. You know, I get material from customers who stutter trying to ask for a haircut. That takes about 7 minutes just to get that haircut request. Customers who have horribly bad breath that turn your clippers off. So I get a lot of material, and then overall, I just have an entrepreneurial spirit about everything that I do. So that's where the professionalism comes in, about how to run and operate as a business.
Well, I think that's exciting. And I think that, of course, you know, I used to do nails for a living in salons, so I know there is a lot of material in those salons.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit. So give us some, you know, a story that, you know, one of the most, well, first of all, let's start with the most challenges. You know, what was one of the most memorable challenges in starting in, you know, as a stand-up comic? What was your first experience that you just, you know, thought that maybe this wasn't the thing to do, or, you know, you just was like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore? Did you ever have a moment like that?
No, I never had a moment where I said I would never do this anymore. When I mentioned I have customers who stutter, like, that's kind of my background. I have this bit about, like, it was my first original bit that I wrote about me stuttering, because I'm a recovering stutterer. So just like a recovering drug addict, recovering alcoholic, I'm good until somebody who stutters comes around me. Then that just sparks my stutter right back up. So, you know, with that, like, that was my challenge. Like, would I be able to talk in front of people without stuttering? And, or, you know, when I saw that there are artists that sing, there are artists that do other things where they have to speak, there's something in our brain that basically turns the stutter, you know, twitch off so we could do what we do. Like, there was a rapper named, I think his name was Dragon or something, used to be with Swiss Beats and DMX and all that. He stuttered. But when he rapped, you would never know that he stuttered. But when he got interviewed, this dude, you know, you know. And so that was like my biggest challenge in the beginning. Like, would I be able to stand in front of people and tell jokes even with the stutter tick that I have. So over the years, it's gotten better. But it's like I said, like, I'm good until it's somebody who else, you know, that stutters around me. And it just sparks mine right up, and I don't have to hide it anymore. And now it's just two people taking 17 minutes to say hello. So,
wow. This is the thing, though, I want people to take away from that, is that it doesn't matter whatever it may be, know, whatever you might be struggling with, or a handicap, or whatever it may be, you got to have confidence in yourself and your talent, and know that you can overcome all of that. And I just thank God for your testimony, because it's so imperative that people hear that it didn't stop you. No matter what, you just knew that you needed to go and pursue. So tell us some of your most memorable moments, some of the somebody you might have met, a mentor, somebody you looked up to.
Dave Chappelle, I met him I think last year. It was out in LA, and it was a comedy buddy of mine. His name is Toure Gordon. After we finished performing at this one club at the Hollywood Improv, he says, "Hey Q," because I was getting ready to get an Uber and just go back home. And he said, "Hey Q, my man Chappelle, my man Dave is at the Comedy Store, another popular comedy room in LA. And I'm like, "Dave who?" I'm thinking he's talking like Dave Attell or some other Dave. My man's like, "Dave Chappelle, man." I'm like, "Yo, you know him, man?" And he's like, yeah, that's my dude." So we roll out there, and I get stopped by somebody else who knew me from out here in Virginia. And I'm trying to get to where Dave Chappelle is, because he had just finished his performance, and he was waiting in the kitchen area, him and his people. And the guy who was bringing me to meet him had already, left to meet him. And I'm stuck talking to this dude. Like, it's cool, I want to catch up to him. I'm like, "Yeah, you in VA?" And I'm from VA. Yeah, it's good. I'm like, "But I need to go, because Chappelle may be leaving." And so I finally walk in the kitchen, and Chappelle is talking to this one lady. And it's almost as if the other comic that had introduced me was telling him that I was out there. And so as soon as I came in there, he kind of looked around the lady and said, "Hey, what's going on, man?" I'm like, "This dude just spoke to me like we cool?" So that was my most recent cool experience with somebody that I definitely look up to. Like, I don't know if a lot of comics do, but I know a lot of fans who watched his Chappelle show were upset that he quit and he walked away from $50 million. And I try to tell other black folks, it's like, it's not about money, it's about your brand and about your value. And Chappelle was the epitome of, understanding what his value was, and he wasn't going to be owned by anybody. And when he did that, like, that just gave me the most confidence that I think I could ever have in my career as a person who values himself in this business.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. I love that. So you have experience. I read about you having a television show actually in Virginia.
Yeah.
Can you tell the listeners about that?
Yeah. That show came from, in 2010, I decided to rebrand myself and rebrand my style of comedy. I've always been regarded as a clean comic, even if I curse. But in a lot of the venues that you would perform, cursing is just the natural norm. So even if I cursed, it wasn't like the other comics were cursing. And in 2010, I said, "Okay, I need to start putting up more videos. I'm already getting booked to do all types of rooms, including churches, but I don't change my material to sound like a church or a gospel or Christian comic. I just stayed myself. I just didn't curse. And these churches were loving it." And so I said, "Let me rebrand myself." And then my business brand is quality. So I coined the phrase quality comedy. And I created a night of comedy, which is the show that A-Train is on tomorrow. It's called the Quality Comedy Series. And after doing that in 2010, it grew. And then in 2014, I said, "I think I can create a TV show theme for it." So I kind of changed the format of it, and I just call it the Quality Comedy Show with Quincy Carr. And basically, it stands for clean adult humor that can be enjoyed by anybody, white, black, young, old, church, non-church, it doesn't matter. So we did about six, we shot six episodes, but only four of them made it on TV because there was an issue with the production on the last two episodes. So it did get an opportunity in 2016, and it aired throughout Virginia in like three markets. I think Fredericksburg, the Hampton Roads area, and also up near Roanoke on Cox Communications, on Cox Cable. So,
well, this is what I want to say about that. That is amazing mm-hmm. to me that you had that experience, and it opened up so many doors for you, you know, becoming, you know, a clean comic and having that conviction that way, and it opened up so many doors. I feel like, and I know some of the church folks gonna get upset with me about this, but you know, please, I can take it. I think we can take a lesson from A-Train. Are you on with us now?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, yo. I wanted you to be a part of this catch. Okay, I was gonna say, I feel like we can take a note from you guys, especially because some things just have to be practical. Now, you guys grew up with Richard Pryor, you know, Red Fox, you know what I'm saying? And they cuss like so much, and so many after them even still, you know, had that language, and they were considered funny. And, you know, even the female women comics were the same way. And I just feel like there's like this movement of opportunity. I feel like it's a catch that, you know, we got to do something different to reach the multitudes, you know what I mean, to bring others in. Quincy, you had said something about actually talking, you know, that you could be transparent to, you know, whites, all kind of races, everybody, children, everybody. Right. You could reach out to so many people, but there had to be a shaking up from the somewhat of the old way to come in and do something different that can reach so many people. And that's why I say we could take a note in the church, because we want to reach so many people, but we want to take the old way and try to bring it into what's happening today. And the language has to be transit. It has to transition. That, you know, it's people that don't understand that way. So how do you reach that? So anyway, it was just a food for thought. A-Train, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Listen, I'm excited today, man. I'm excited to be on today with my dude Q, man. What's going on, Q?
Hey, man, what's happening, bro? I'm glad that you made it safe, because you evacuated from somewhere and you're coming to a place where we may get hit this weekend.
Right. I think I brought it up here with me. It's crazy, man.
But it should be a lot of fun, man. I definitely look forward to it, man.
Yeah. I was sitting over here listening to your story about running to Dave Chappelle, man. That is like, that's amazing, brother. That's amazing. And I don't know if it's because, you know, I'm a comic and I, you know, can only imagine what you were thinking and how you were feeling. And I was trying to jump in there. I was like, Dr. Gina, come on, open that up. Let's talk about Dave Chappelle now. Come on. It's God, Jesus, then Dave Chappelle. Come on.
Right.
And in the comic world, for sure.
So that's amazing, man. So shout out to you on that, man, and on the things that you're doing up here in this area, you know, with the market. And, the beautiful thing about comedy is everybody has, you know, the only thing that allows you to go forward, and this is something that one of my mentors shared with me. He's like, the only thing that keeps a comic going forward is our own personal convictions, you know. So, and when you think about it, you know, out of those personal convictions, you know, will, inspire or birth, you know, different brands. You know, that you're sharing about today. So I think it's a beautiful thing, man. A beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think it's amazing to hear more of you, you know, saying that. And you know what is so funny? I was watching something actually yesterday on TV, and I was watching Ricky Smiley, and he was giving his son that same advice about, you know, what one of his experiences was, because he's, you know, clean and, you know, he's able to be funny that way. Somebody from Walmart or one of the brands that he was doing a commercial for. Anyway, they were in the audience and they were so impressed by him being able to be funny to kids and families and, you know, all type of people that they ended up giving him a contract to do, you know, be a sponsor. So, I mean, it's just so many opportunities with, you know, with your convictions. They're there for a reason, right, H-Train?
Right.
Yeah, so what do you think about that, Quincy?
For me, honestly, it's always been about setting myself apart from what other people are doing. Some people use the reference or the analogy, stay in your lane or create your own lane or kick in your own doors. And I tell people all the time, my feet are sore because I do kick in doors, not waiting on somebody to give me something that right. if I worked hard to get it myself, I can create it. And not only create it, I can set myself apart. And so right. the one thing that always makes sense to me is this thing about life repeats itself. Life is a cycle. So if you remember years ago when comedy was kind of becoming an entertainment form, comics were supposed to be clean because that was accepted. Then Richard Pryor and Red Fox and all those guys, they break in with this raunchy style. And TV, you know, and all types of folks, clubs is like, no, you can't come in here talking like that. You know, the people don't want to hear that. And then once it became socially acceptable to curse and be raunchy and it was put on TV and put in film, then comics said, well, cool. I can be my natural self. And I want the listeners to know I'm not, you know, a hypocrite. I go to church, and I'm a former sailor, which means I have a filthy mouth off stage. However, I understand that clean equals more green. So if I can reach more people being clean, then I can expand my brand. It doesn't make me a bad person because I do curse. I just understand for the business, I don't want to bring something to the stage that's already been done. Now there's a transition that's coming where clean comedy is being accepted and appreciated more, but I just didn't want to say clean comedy. So I called it quality comedy. That way you get the quality of the performance overall.
Well, I appreciate that was good.
that was awesome. But also, Dr. Gina, like for me, one of the things, you know, and I'm quite sure, you know, Quincy may share this same thought, you know, to some degree. It's like being a clean comedian, you know, I find myself having to really voice and fight off the separation that a lot of the public would try to bring among comics like myself who don't use profane language or any vulgarity in their set versus comedians who do. And society would try to, they would try to part us, which I understand to a certain degree. But at the same time, you know, I wanted to be careful because I realized that comedy is a brotherhood. It is a fraternity. You know what I'm saying? And we really are, you know, are one. I mean, even the people, some of the people that you that Dr. Gina brought up, like Richard Pryor. Well, when Richard Pryor, you know, made his debut, he was a clean comedian, you know.
Exactly.
And even when he was doing things in the circuit, like underground, you know, he was clean. And so much so that they, someone started the rumor like, oh, this guy trying to be like that guy, Bill Cosby. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he kind of, and Richard got upset with that. And so he just kind of like did his own thing. But I talked with Elaine Boozler one day. We were doing some press runs, and she was just talking about the generations that came before us in comedy. And she was talking about Richard Pryor in particular. She said one of the things that the generations of comedy miss about Richard Pryor is they don't understand why he used the vulgarity or the profane language that he used, because at a time, like Quincy was saying, what was socially acceptable was that clean cut style. So what caused Richard to stand out was if he put a few, you know, kept it real words in there, and it got people attention just so that he could get his message out. And that was something that Elaine Boozler talked about. And of course, she's worked with Richard, you know, on multiple shows or what have you. And she was just saying that she just really wished that people would stop and think and really pay attention to what this guy was saying and doing. And he wasn't just using profane language just to use profane language, how some comedians we know today. And she was like, he was trying to get a message out, you know, on the heels of that. And I to think about that, I also think about Marvin Gaye. There's this interview that Marvin Gaye did right after it was on the heels of him winning that Grammy for
sexual healing.
And yeah, and he was saying, he out of his own mouth, he was saying that he's disheartened because the industry forces him to come up with lyrics or explicit songs like that. He said he's forced to use explicit music like that just to get his other messages and his other music heard, like,
right,
you know,
what's going on.
And he was saying, yeah, so my point is to tie into this thing about comedy, about what the tool that other people will use just to get their message out. And a lot of times people will lose the message because they're focusing on the vehicle or the approach that mm-hmm. was used to push the message out. So,
well, listen, like, who is that lady that you were saying? Because a lot of the listeners don't even know who that is. The lady that you kept mentioning.
She's a living legend. Her name is Elaine Boozer. She was one of the first female comics to actually get a deal on Comedy Central to have a comedy special on HBO. She was the first female comic to pioneer those doors. If they go back and search Elaine Boozer from the 70s and from the 80s, and actually, I think she used to do something in the 60s as well. She's a living legend, man. She's still out on the circuit today. And Elaine Boozler, I had the privilege of doing a show with her at a Jacksonville Comedy Club a couple years
ago. Okay, so A-Train, I wanted to go on that, what you were saying about the separation. I find that that's the same thing in so many different things. And I love the fact when we have these segments on, when you bring, you know, other comics with you on here, because there's so much history behind it. People are not aware of all of this. Like, my mouth is down to the floor because I'm hearing all these, you know, inner details that I know that I've never heard. And I know a lot of the listeners have not heard it as well. And my thing is that it's a natural instinct for people to divide and separate. And I love the fact that it is, even with ministry, it's the same thing. And music, everything, it's a natural instinct for people to choose a side. And I know the church gonna be mad about this, but it's so easy for you to choose a side, but you swear you juggling between the two when it comes to who you gonna serve today. I'm just, you know, that's the church that's coming out of me. It's easy to choose on every other thing, but when it come down to kingdom or world, it's like, you know, you riding the fence. So I think that is, you know, something that we need to work on. And I thank God for, you know, you guys when you come on A-Train, and then with Quincy being in agreement, that you are setting the tone and example from all angles, from all perspective that it's okay. Y'all got me speaking in tongues.
Dr. Jenny, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Here's something that I want to add to that. It's like, I definitely understand, you know, the difference, you know, between a clean comic and someone who just does, you know, like a typical format. But I just wanted to put on the table that to a certain extent, we as clean comedians, or me being a clean comedian, I feel compelled to stand up and make sure that it's not out of balance. Because here's what happens in the industry. While the person may pat me on my back for being a clean comedian, not using profane language or any vulgarity in my set as a fan, I also have to balance that out, because that fan can set me at odds with my fellow comedians, you know what I'm saying, out on this road.
Yeah.
And I myself, I don't feel like I'm any better than, you know, a comic who does use profane language. So I just try to make that little way clear. Like, something happened last week. I did a show, and this lady came to me. She said that she's from Turkey, and she said that her English isn't all that perfect. She said, but she understood me enough, and she found that I was funny, and she appreciated me being clean. And then also on that same show, what was amazing was there was a guy who has, you know, a couple of rooms or whatever across the country, and he offered me to come and perform at a place where he was like, this is the late show, and they want vulgarity. He said, but you can do you. You can right. still you can still be clean. So I thought that was and my point is, I just wanted to show the world that even though people like myself and Quincy, we are clean comedians, you know what I'm saying? And we do, you know, have certain convictions, but it doesn't exclude us from different platforms where they do desire explicit material. But I don't have to give it. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think that's great. And I mean, you're showing that as well, and you're expanding. And that's so good. Yeah. That's the same thing with, you know, me hosting, you know, secular shows. I mean, rap shows, R&B shows, and I can go and preach on a pulpit. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's about expanding. It's about reaching reaching folks, the multitude, making them laugh. Whatever your gift is, it can't be just in one area. You know, it's a time and a season that it has to go forth and go out. But I, Quincy, I know that we can go on and on and on about this, but we got Elizabeth Brooks on and she's bringing us 5 minutes of fitness. Quincy, it's so much more I want to ask you. Do you mind if you stay on a little longer with us?
Absolutely. I'm not going nowhere.
Okay, fantastic. Elizabeth, this is Quincy. He's joining us. He's a comedian, quality comedian king, as a matter of fact. And you know my main man comedian, celebrity comedian A-Train is on with us. So you got the whole house in with you on today's segment, girl. What you got for us today?
Hey, everybody. I hope everybody is doing well. It is great to be on today. I am so excited to talk to you all. You know, I'm always excited and I'm always, you know, energetic. And something I want to talk to people about today and encourage you all in is in stretching. But I don't want to just talk about stretching. Like, most people think of stretching as, oh, I'm going to stretch prior to my run. I'm going to stretch as a warm-up. First of all, stretching is not a warm-up. So just remember that when you stretch, the purpose of stretching is to lengthen muscle. And normally when you're about to go exercise, what you're going to do is you're going to shorten muscle. So you don't want to lengthen before you have to create a lot of contraction. So I want to make that point about stretching. I hear people say that even to this day, people come to me and say, well, when I ask them, well, what do you do for your warm-up? They tell me they stretch. You can't stretch to warm up, people. If you're going to do an exercise, you do a low-impact version of the exercise, and then after you do the higher-intensity version of the exercise, when you're finished working out, then you stretch. Stretching is a form of recovery, okay? So I just want to make that point. But the other point that I want to talk about with stretching is something we're used to stretching our large muscle groups. So, you know, if you work legs, you know, this is for our experienced exercisers. If you work legs, and you're going to stretch your leg muscles. You're going to stretch hamstrings. You're going to stretch your quads. You're going to stretch your hips. Okay, that's great. But one of the things I want to remind people to do that you need to do something that people are talking more and more about these days, which is fascia stretching. And I wanted to talk about that just a little bit to give, kind of break it down, make it a little bit more basic and understandable for the common person. Fascia stretching, and that's spelled F-A-S-C-I-A, fascia. Your fascia are the connective tissues, the ligaments and structures connecting large muscles to bones. And these, you cannot just stretch these like you stretch your large muscle groups. In order to stretch these, you have to do something like massage therapy. Now, I know a lot of people, when they think about massage, they think about pampering. Let me just put a word out there for massage therapists. Massage is not pampering, okay? Massage is muscle work. And if you, people always say, well, I'm going to go get a massage because I want to relax. Let me tell you something. If you need to relax, go home and get in the bed, okay? You don't go to a massage therapist to relax. You go to a massage therapist to get those tight areas in your body, those areas that are holding tension. You go there to get relief in those areas and pull out those knots. And those knots form in your fascia, those connective tissues that connect to your muscles and bones. So I want to encourage people, if you don't get massages regularly, let me put a little shout out for the massage therapist and for massage. You need, but at the very, very basic, getting a massage once a quarter, if you're a regular exerciser, is something you need to put in your regular schedule, people. In addition to that, once a quarter, so that's every 3 months, you know, you go get a really deep tissue massage. None of these relaxation massages, people, don't be a baby, okay? Get a serious, you know, deep tissue massage. When you know, then how they, you go in and you look at that list of massages that they offer, and everybody's like, well, I want that relaxation massage. Go to bed to relax, people. Go to a massage therapist to get those joints and those muscles, your fascia, stretched out. If you don't get a massage, something you can do as an alternative is use something we like to call foam rollers, or those balls that are out there, very, very hard, and they're like racquetball balls. And use those balls on your body to relieve tension and to stretch out your connective tissue. So we want to get past the point where we're doing, you know, the basic stuff. If you're a beginner exercise, that's great. Remember, you want to stretch after every exercise, and you're gonna stretch those large muscle groups. But as you can become more advanced, start thinking about stretching your fascia by using foam rolling techniques and balls. And if you need more instruction in those things, seek out a good trainer. Any good trainer worth their salt is going to know what you're talking about when you tell them that you need to do some fascia stretching. All right? So I want to encourage everybody, bring those muscles under subjection by either getting your massages once every quarter, and in addition, you should be stretching using foam rollers and that kind of thing at least once a week, okay? Stretch out your fascia, people. It will really help you recover from exercise. It'll help your muscle, you grow more dense and toned muscle. So it does make a big difference in your overall workouts, okay?
Well, I agree 100%. Quincy, what, you was giggling. What are you giggling about, Quincy?
I heard a lot of giggling in the background. It was like I was talking to a schoolgirl here.
Well, I'm not a schoolgirl. Look.
What was all that giggling?
See, look, this is my thing. Okay, Doc. I went to go get a massage, and my very first massage, I thought a deep tissue massage was going to be good for you. This muscle bound tore my back up, okay? It didn't feel good, and it hurt. I walked out of there feeling worse than I did.
That's right. It's supposed to hurt. It will hurt a little bit.
I don't want a deep tissue massage because it hurts. I'm hurting
it's
already. I just want
to
feel good.
That's just evidence of how tight you are.
I just want to feel great and walk in there, okay. and she put a little fingertips on my back and on my thigh, and I'm like, thank you. I don't want that. This woman was lifting weights before she started massaging me.
Oh my God.
And I could tell she was too muscular, and she hurt me. So that's why I was laughing. I wasn't being a baby. I was in pain.
Oh my God!
I want a massage to feel good. Like, I want to say what Halle Berry said on Monster's Ball: "Make me feel good." Feel good.
Hilarious.
The purpose of massage is not to make you feel good. The purpose is to work out those tight areas. If you weren't so tight, it would actually feel good when you go.
I've had a massage, and the girl that did it, she had to get, I could feel the knots, and she was like pushing them out.
Yes.
And actually, after she got most of those knots out, I started to relax. Because
there
I
know.
Yeah. Started to relax.
I'm not relaxing.
A-Train, have you had a massage, A-Train?
Yes, I do. And every time I go to get a massage, I take a nice big bag of sunflower seeds, because that's what keeps me calm. Chewing up some sunflower seeds.
You guys.
You know. Listen, if you haven't chewed on a pack of sunflower seeds in the presence of some eucalyptus aromatherapy in the room, listen, that's godly stuff right there. When you're chewing on some sunflower seeds, you got the little soft background music, you got the fragrance of the aromatherapy going on, got the candles, and you got that little that eucalyptus smell. I like that eucalyptus smell, you know. listen, you got to
and then
try
it also
don't
helps.
Knock it till you try it, Dr. Dealey. Don't knock it till you try.
Right. You know, and then it also helps if you're a massage therapist person or masseuse isn't also sick that day. Like me and my wife some years ago went and got a couple's massage, and she ended up getting this youthful lady, and I ended up getting this lady that was like 60 plus, looking like she was trying to, you know, avoid from having to be a Walmart greeter. And this lady,
oh my God.
This lady was not built for what she was doing because she was sick. This lady was coughing, and I got my head face down in that little U-shaped pillow, and this woman is taking care of my shoulders, and she's like,
okay, so let me, okay.
I wasn't relaxed.
Okay, first of all, before you go get a massage, make sure you get a recommendation for the person that you go to, okay? I never do personal
massage
services unless I've been recommended to that person. Personal services are personal. So it sounds like you've had a couple of kind of rough experiences.
Horrible.
Horrible. And so I don't want that. I want you to start over. And I want you, before you go get a massage therapist, before you get your next massage, I want you to make sure you get recommended. Like, you want somebody who you know, and they said, oh, my God, they were amazing. Yes, it was a little painful, but they really listened to me when I said, okay, that's a little bit too much. That's really good. You know what? You shouldn't go and you know, they shouldn't be coughing on you. And
the woman was sick.
All, you know, you're already kind of in a vulnerable position, so you don't want to make yourself even more vulnerable by, you know, exposing yourself to, you know, contaminants and germs. So, but most, like, listen, that's not normal. You do want to go to someone who's going to give you a nice challenge, you know, really work those muscles. And like Gina just said, you know, she's had a great massage, and it really, at first you're very tight, and kind of by the middle you're feeling really good. And I just want to encourage you all to start over.
Well, listen, yeah. Elizabeth, tell everybody how they can reach you.
So if you want to hear more about fascia stretching, or you have any other questions relating to exercise and fitness, please feel free to email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. Or, of course, you can go to my website, www.thinkingcorrectly.com, and you can send me a message from there. Okay, I love you guys. Okay, don't forget to stretch.
Think correctly, Quincy and A-Train.
I'll do the best I can.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you so much. Until next time, we look forward to you. Love you, girl.
All right, love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. So, Quincy, bye-bye. Tell everybody how they can reach you.
They can reach me either. I'm only on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And on Twitter and Instagram, it's Quality Comedy King. Or you can find me via Quincy Carr. Then on Facebook, it's the same thing. I have a fan page and a few group pages, Quality Comedy Series. Either just type in Quality Comedy something, and I'm sure Google-wise, you'll pull me up either way. So
I did.
Is that a Quincy Carr?
I pulled you up. Yeah, okay, so we're getting ready to take a commercial break. Y'all hold on one moment, and then we're going to hear more about the show that's coming up this week. Yay! All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work With God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find out Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hey, hey, this is MC Light with the Love Jones crew, and right now you're checking out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, we are back. Okay, so listen, tell us about the show coming up this week, you guys, at Dave and Buster.
I was about to say it, Buster Rhymes. Yeah, this is the official Virginia's only clean adult night of live stand-up comedy, and it's one of the hottest nights. We're already at over 70% capacity in pre-sales, it's been an absolute blessing these past 3 months. The show was previously at another comedy club, and then it got canceled after the 6.5 years. And so instead of me ending the show as a whole, I said, well, let me talk to this new sponsor that I just picked up, which was Dave and Buster's at the beginning of the year. And they were like, yeah, you do clean family, like adult humor, because they had another comedy show that was like, you know, like a regular raunchy type show. And these comics were, you know, kind of, I'm not going to say no name comics, but they were
not as popular. Amateur.
Right. And what they were wanting Dave and Buster's to do was to pay them $300 or $400 a week to bring this free comedy night, improv and comedy show. And they barely was putting butts in the seats. And so Dave and Buster's was like, well, we were talking about getting rid of them, and here you come. And so I'm like, you know what? I never would have left that other venue had the venue not done something outlandish and canceled me. But there was a reason why I looked at it spiritually. There was a reason why I had to get out of there, because God knew I wasn't just going to leave and go anywhere else. So he pushed me out of there, because Dave and Buster's was already looking to get rid of that other show, and I just fell right into their lap. So now Dave and Buster's is the home of the quality comedy series. So,
come on, being led by the Holy Spirit. Come on now.
You know it. So, you know, I don't try to fight anything. It's going to be a great show. And what do I actually do? Because this year I changed the format. So I used to have a headliner like A-Train, and then a feature act, and then I'm always the host of the show. Well, after years of building the brand, now the brand is solid and is recognized in this area. A lot of the local comics who are, you know, comics that are doing their thing, but they do it with profanity. And so I would always tell them, no, I can't put you on my show. So what I created was a segment called the Quality Comedy Showcase. And I allow these comics here locally, not new comics, but comics that's been doing it, to do their same performance absolutely profanity free. I don't want them to change it up and talk about something that they don't want. I want them to do their same exact performance. And the goal was to make sure that they saw they can be just as funny without the profanity, and the audience can see, wow, so you really don't have to have profanity just to be funny. The person is funny because the material was funny. And I let the crowd do a silent vote. So they basically write down 1, 2, or 3, because I handpick 3 comics every month. And, and the comic that wins, they get a crown. They get crowned princess, a prince of quality comedy, ordained by the king of quality comedy, of course. And when you make up your own stuff, then you can put people as princes and all that stuff.
That's so awesome. So the show is at Dave and Buster's. Where can they get their tickets? What time is the show? What day exactly is it on?
Oh, it's tomorrow night. They're monthly on Thursday night. And the guests get half off extended happy hour drinks until 9. The doors open at 7. So they can drink half off for 2 hours if they chose. And the show starts at 8. And then after the show, here's the dopest part. All the guests get a free unlimited gameplay card. So after this great show and after drinking half off happy hour drinks, you get to stay and play free games for the rest of the night until the place closes.
Dang, that is so dope.
Yes, this is the best entertainment night anybody will ever have. And the level of comedy I've always had on the show, they kill it every time.
Well, A-Train, listen, you're a part of this show. This is, you know, the question of the week is always, where is A-Train today, this week, right now? And so now we know where you're going to be at tomorrow. So I take it that you're en route now to get there. So tell everybody,
no, actually, A-Train. I'm here now.
Oh, you are there now. So tell everybody, A-Train, how can they get in touch with you and follow you?
Absolutely. They know they can hit me up on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm on Facebook under A-Train Live, The Experience. And also I'm on Facebook under Do It Again and See What Happens. And my Instagram is Do It Again and See What Happens. So get
Do It Again and See What Happens. I love it every time you say that. You got to follow both of them because they both got stuff going on all the time. A-Train always got a story to tell day to day. It's so coordinated every single day. So you definitely will be entertained. Quincy's always got something going on. You want to follow him, you're going to be entertained by that too. Listen, this was a great show. Unscripted, y'all. I'm telling you. I had a script, but we got off the script. Ain't no keeping no script with these two, okay? This was a fun show. I knew it was going to be comic relief for us all. So I know you guys really enjoyed that. Quincy, you are always welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Just hit me up. And you're more than welcome to, you know, announce something that you want, you know, to announce or whatever. And we'll just gladly put you on, okay? Ain't that right, awesome. A-Train? He always bring on some great guests. All right. Yes. Well, listen, we love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We got to go. It's just never enough time. All right. Until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. I love you. Loving you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.